I Miss My Ex, Why and How to Stop by Max Jenker. Missing your ex after you broke up is a collective human experience. You're not the only one missing them. We all miss our exes at times, even when we're in a new and happy relationship. Sometimes this feeling of missing them pushes us to the fringes of insanity. Yet we must be okay with that. For those pushes are insurmountable. All we can do is endure them well. Years ago, I missed my ex so much that I arrived at my own fringes of insanity that made me display an array of repulsive behaviors. Begging my ex to come back. Inappropriately expressing my unyielding love. Writing unsolicited letters. Repeatedly calling her. My record is 24 times in a night. I even drove to her town on many occasions with the hopes of stumbling on her. Thankfully, I didn't start showing up at her doorstep, but I was close. You may be rushing through similar experiences as me. If so, this article will be of enormous help. In it, I'll go over the psychology behind why you're missing your ex and 8 therapy-approved ways on how to stop missing them. So if you're ready, let's get you feeling better. Why do you miss your ex so much? Well, you do miss your ex because you're feeling lonely, because something reminded you of them, or because you're bored. Those are only surface-level reasons why you miss them. The underlying ones are far more primal and complex. The philosophical reasons why you miss your ex. Well, you're committed and in love with someone for an extended period. Your identities, beliefs, goals, and values begin to amalgamate. Your partner fuses with a part of your identity, and you fuse with a part of theirs. When this amalgamation is achieved, you form a shared identity. As I wrote in my article in Moving On, a shared identity carries many benefits. It deepens love, respect, trust, and emotional connection between two people, and it helps them live a longer, mentally healthier, and more fulfilling and meaningful life. Now think about this. A relationship that gave you meaning and fulfillment, and on a biological level, homeostasis, is suddenly stripped away. No wonder you'd be in pain and eventually start missing your ex like crazy. The psychological reason why you miss your ex. When you're in love with someone, your brain signals your body to release a dose of adrenaline, serotonin, testosterone, estrogen, and most importantly, dopamine, aka the love chemicals. These chemicals not only make you feel good and help you maintain a sense of well-being, but they also lead you to seek out the stimulus that gave you those positive feelings in the first place. In your case, this stimulus is your ex. The theory goes that the more you fall in for them, the more love chemicals your body releases and the more intense your emotional bond towards them gets. The sturdier the bond, the more infatuated with them you become. And the more infatuated you become, the more you miss them when you break up. Do you really miss your ex, or do you miss something else? Many people think they miss their ex. But in reality, they only miss what they represent, embody, or could have been. For example, when I was missing my ex, I never really missed her as a person. I only missed the person I thought she could have been if we had stayed together. I also missed having a warm body by my side to quench my need for connection and closeness and stop feeling lonely. I was too infatuated by her to discern this and thus falsely concluded that I miss them. You probably face the same problem, but don't worry. Below are a few questions that will help you see who or what you're actually missing. Do I miss the idea of my ex, meaning the person they could have been if we had stayed together and if they changed? Do I miss feeling less lonely? Do I miss connection and closeness? Do I miss being loved? Do I miss the security, certainty, and routine found in monogamous relationships? If, after careful self-examination, you conclude that you are, in fact, missing something other than your ex, consider booking a therapist. Perhaps you have some unrealized emotional issues that make you miss them more and sabotage your recovery in the process. Optional. Top questions about missing your ex. It's been 3 months and I still miss my ex. Is this normal? It depends on the length of your relationship, but in general, it is normal. I, for example, needed about 8 months to stop missing an ex I've been with for about a year. It has been over a year and I still miss my ex. Is this normal? It depends how often you miss your ex, how long you're missing them, and how strong those feelings are. For example, if you're consistently missing your ex for an extended period with high intensity, you likely have a problem. But if you miss your ex lightly and only occasionally, missing them is perfectly fine. I miss my ex even when I'm in another relationship. Why does it happen? As with the previous question, it depends on how often you miss your ex, how long you're missing them, and how strong those feelings are. But when it comes to causation, things get interesting. There are many reasons you may miss your ex when you're in another relationship. Maybe your partner is not meeting your emotional needs. Maybe you have problems with intimacy and vulnerability. Maybe you have an insecure attachment style. Or maybe you're with an incompatible person. Does my ex miss me? The best way to figure out if your ex misses you is to pay attention to what they do and not what they say. If they tell you they love you and want you back but never seem to take the time out of their day to meet up with you, they probably don't miss you, let alone want you back. But if they tell you how they love you and want you back and prove this through their actions, they probably do miss you. Maybe they even love you. I miss my ex, so they must miss me back, right? This is a common misconception people have. Generally speaking, you missing your ex is in no way correlated to your ex missing you. It sucks to hear this, but it's the truth. While you're feeling various negative emotions around your breakup, your ex may feel an entirely positive set of emotions. I miss my toxic ex. What can I do to get them back, and should I? Well, I do have an entire article on how to get back with an ex that you can read on maxjanker.com. I suggest you let the venture go, since we are discussing a toxic ex. Don't date them or be friends with them. Work on yourself and find someone better. And believe me, since it's a toxic ex you're missing and worried about, finding someone better will be relatively easy. How do I stop missing my ex when I'm still single and they found someone else? In the same way you would stop missing them if you weren't single and they wouldn't be dating anyone else. Still, it's worth noting that you should be focusing only on what you can control to maintain your sanity. What's left of it, that is. You can control whether or not your ex dates other people, so stop trying to. Instead, focus on your love life and consider meeting new people yourself. I miss my ex so much it hurts. What can I do to lessen the pain? Breakups are notorious for morphing your emotional pain into physical if you put up with it for too long. A severe form of physical pain is officially called broken heart syndrome. An obvious sign of it is a tightness in your chest. If you sense it, immediately see a doctor, for the syndrome could kill you. Still, if you're only feeling mild physical pain or discomfort, a combination of meditation, journaling, dream reporting, self-love practices, and therapy should make you feel a lot better. How to stop missing your ex? Like with breakup recovery, one of the most annoying problems with missing your ex is that it happens at random, One day you may be going about your life without ever thinking about them, but then the next day you would constantly miss them. And once you start missing them so much that you also begin to obsess over them, you will likely fall into a downward spiral. A downward spiral is a psychological foe or a state of mind, where you can't help but entertain how things would be different if you were still with your ex and how to get back with them as soon as possible. As you'd expect, these tendencies only make you miss your ex more. Below are 8 ways to prevent yourself from getting into this downward spiral. 1. Build a support system. A well-established support system helps anyone missing their ex to miss them less. In fact, it does even more than that. It improves one's ability to perform under pressure, alleviates emotional distress, promotes positive mental health, increases self-esteem, and leads to a healthier lifestyle. So, where's your support system? If you don't have one yet, build it. After all, the time following your breakup is perfect for reconnecting with people who mean something to you. And if you already have one, dive in. Don't be a downer, of course, but don't be ashamed to tell whoever is in it about your problems and seek advice. Not only will you feel better afterward, you might even uncover some insightful things about yourself that you never knew were there. 2. Go no contact. Going no contact refers to cutting your ex out of your life and never reaching out again. The only time you will give your ex another chance is when they initiate some form of direct contact. And while you're not talking to your ex, your priority should be investing in yourself. You want to get over your breakup and become a better person before giving love another shot, be that with your ex or anyone else. Now, I know what you're thinking. Won't my ex forget about me if I cut them out of my life? No, they won't. Your silence and inactivity will actually spark their interest and make them miss you more. Not that that should be your intention, of course, but it is a welcome side effect considering your goals. 3, manage stress effectively. Stress is one of the most common side effects of breakups. The more you stress, the more you will miss your ex. Hence, finding ways to manage this stress is paramount for your mental health and sanity. According to a Harvard study, 3 great ways to manage your stress are 1. Relaxation techniques like meditation, journaling, guided imagery, art therapy, yoga, deep breathing exercises, massage therapy, and a proper good night rest. 2. Cognitive behavioral therapy. A type of therapy based on the idea that changing unhealthy thinking or replacing it with a different form can change your emotions. And 3, goal setting. Be that in your career, fitness, health, self-care, business, relationships, social life, or spiritual health. The thinking goes that people who set goals for themselves have a productive sense of commitment and feel more optimistic and in control of their life. Date yourself for a while. Looking for your next partner while you're emotionally vulnerable and hurting is not healthy. Instead, use this painful period to become comfortable with solitude. The best way to do this is through dating yourself. Next time you feel like it, take yourself to the cinema, a museum, a hike, a fancy restaurant, or whatever you like to do for fun. Indulge yourself and be selfish, and don't forget to put your phone on mute while on your date. When it comes to dating others, start only when the prospect of dating begins to feel fun and exciting. If you rush this process, you risk covering up your emotional pain instead of cleansing it. And that isn't a healthy way to approach dating, nor will it lead to any dating success. No one likes emotional wrecks after all. Well, except for other emotional wrecks. 5. Stop thinking about your ex as the one. A toxic set of beliefs popped up during the last few years. beliefs such as how relationships should be effortless and last forever, how sex should never lose its charm, and most relevant, how there is only one compatible person for you. Most people coming out of a breakup assume this one compatible person is their ex, so they put them on a pedestal, think they deserve special treatment, and refuse to let them go. Even worse, they chase after them and try to force them back into their arms. Like that ever works out. Here's the truth. There are no soulmates, no perfect partner. You can always find someone else, someone better. There are billions of people out there, more attractive and intelligent than your ex, and who are able to get into a healthy relationship with you. 6. Throw yourself into hobbies and responsibilities. If you feel like you have a few hobbies that you neglected over the months or years, now is the perfect time to get back into them. And if you have any responsibilities like school, work, or child rearing, now is the perfect time to double down on them. Hobbies. Make a bucket list, pick an activity and do it. You're single now, so you have no excuse. If you want to go off-roading, sign up for a class. If you'd like to learn how to cook, commit to it for a week. If you want to get in shape, focus on consistently eating healthy and working out. Responsibilities. Set realistic goals for each of the responsibilities you enjoy. The intensity of these goals should somewhat match the degree of how much you miss your ex. If you're still missing them while you're working on your goals, you're probably not busy and focused enough. Generally speaking, getting back into things that make you alive and give your life meaning will make you feel more secure and at ease and make those urges of missing your ex more muffled and bearable. 7. Don't resort to blame. Blaming your ex for your breakup does feel good in the short term, but has dire repercussions in the long. Repercussions such as an inability to move on, intensified negative emotions, intenser ruminations, anger problems, and repeated instances of missing your ex. Here's how to avoid or escape the blame game. Instead of blaming your ex, take responsibility for your breakup. Yes, the breakup might be your ex's fault, but it is always your responsibility how you'll perceive and respond to it. Blaming your ex will bring you nothing but suffering. Conversely, blaming yourself will also bring nothing but suffering. It's so tempting to jump into the rabbit hole of obsessing over what if my ex did X or didn't do Y. Would things be different? The truth is, it doesn't matter. It's in the past and the past is dead. So don't blame yourself, but rather focus on today and tomorrow. 8. Stop trying so damn hard. As counterintuitive and counterproductive as it sounds, a strange thing happens when you try too hard to stop missing your ex. You miss them more. Thankfully, there is an easy fix for this. It only requires a change in perspective. Instead of focusing on how to stop missing your ex or how difficult it is, be grateful that things aren't worse. Appreciate that the only problem pestering you is a fucking breakup. Because let's face it, there is a bazillion more painful things than that. There is always an end to missing your ex. The shitstorm you may be treading through now, one hand held up to protect you from the turds crashing in your face, will eventually turn into a drizzle. And somewhere in the distant, and probably putrid future, it will cease to exist, and life will go on more pleasantly. In words not related to shit, the period of missing your ex is arduous, yet it always ends. Your job is simply to improve your mental and emotional health during this time and endure the turbulence. Sometimes, you don't even have to do anything to stop missing your ex, you just have to shut the fuck up and wait. Now, time doesn't heal past trauma or needy tendencies, but strictly speaking of breakup recovery, it does make you feel great again and like yourself again when enough of it passes. So don't be afraid of simply waiting for time to make you stop missing your ex. It probably will, even if it doesn't always feel like it.